from KQED.
Jerry Brown has barely spoken about his quest for an unprecedented fourth term as governor. That may be because his message is all about continuity, finishing what he started. Still, the governor will be on the ballot in a season where some things seem headed in the right direction in California, while many others do not. KQED's senior politics and government editor John Myers caught up with Brown for a walk down memory lane in the place his father lived when he was governor.
The historic governor's mansion is these days a museum. There has been no official residence for decades, and no one is more responsible for that than Jerry Brown.
I needed a more modest apartment, which I got.
The governor is standing in what was once his bedroom in the old Midtown Sacramento house, back when his father, the late Pat Brown, was in office. Jerry Brown refused a mansion back in 1975, but he remembers well the holidays here and being holed up on the top floor, prepping to become a lawyer and following in his father's footsteps.
When you're studying for the bar, you can't call it, you really can't say you enjoy it.
Right.
It's hard work.
But if being governor is hard work for the 76-year-old Democrat, he doesn't show it. In fact, Brown seems more passionate than ever about the job. And passionate as we sit in the mansion's parlor and talk about one of his favorite subjects, the limitations of government.
That is not so much give me new laws. Let's make work what we already have. And the role of the governor in that can be as much persuasive as coercive. And laws or taxes are coercive, but rhetoric and inspiration can be persuasive. And so I want to balance those two powers.
Of course, not everyone agrees with his view of balance. Yes, the state's finances have improved in the short term, and his job approval numbers are at their highest point since returning as governor in 2011. But some say that's not enough and that Brown should be leading on larger societal issues, like closing the gap between the poor and everyone else.
There's a lot of concern about the rate of poverty in California, and there's some people who have been critical of you that you haven't done enough to solve it. You have one guy who wants your job, Neel Kashkari, who says you haven't done it, but you've had some Democrats who say they would like to see you do more on the issue of poverty.
We have raised the minimum wage. We're giving driver's licenses to undocumented people. That certainly is going to help. So it's a matter of taking reasonable steps, and I think we're doing that. But what's reasonable differs depending upon are you on the left, are you on the right, or are you somewhere in the middle. And I'd say the people in California are more in the middle, but there's a definite and growing discontent about the fact that the top 1%, the top 5%, the top 10% are getting more.
The limits Brown sees in his role as governor also seem to extend to the most explosive issue in California politics these days, corruption. Two legislators accused of trading money for favors, and lobbyists accused of skirting the law to influence what happens at the state capitol. The governor doesn't see much hope for change through new laws.
Are they anomalies then, though? Is that what you're saying?
I would say they're regularities. Hopefully not too often. But the nature of the beast is that government has tremendous power and invades the flow of money in the capitalist system. And so the money flow tends to match up with government and government decision-making. And if it's done too directly, then it's called bribery. If it's done a little less directly, it's called corruption. If it's done even less directly, it's called influence. And if it's even more remotely, I guess it's just the hurly-burly of American politics. So it's where you draw the line, and some people go over the line as it's drawn, and they get into trouble.
There's a hint of fatalism in that answer that's in contrast to the Jerry Brown of days gone by, the young crusader who months after the Watergate scandal championed the state's signature campaign money law in 1974. Nor does it match up with the man who railed about the influence of money in politics as a candidate for president. Jerry Brown seems to have left all that behind. In fact, there seem to be no big new ideas in the upcoming campaign for a final stint as governor.
Do you have something specific that you have not been able to get to yet that you're going to say, give me another 4 years and I'll get to this?
Well, I sometimes like to say there's no substitute for experience. But I say more than that. That was, by the way, not my first idea in 1974 when I was running. That's 40 years ago. I was thinking more of change and reform and and innovation. So now I'm more impressed with continuity than change.
Continuity, he says, is what's needed to complete some of his most ambitious plans, from the realignment of public safety to more money for students from low-income and English-learning families. Brown insists government power should be pushed down to cities, counties, and schools.
In many ways, I'm looking at decentralization as a big idea, because we have tendencies to centralize, and the pendulum swings the other way. And I want to manage it. I want to inspire good action at the local level. And so I'm going around doing that. So there's a lot of change out there, and I'm managing it in a way that I think makes sense to me. But these are tall hills to climb. But I feel exuberant, excited, and I'm certainly ready to go forward.
And move forward on what he wants to do and where his own political compass points. It's unconventional, and it may not always be the right direction, but it is, in the end, his call to make. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.